Bruchim Abboim, everybody, and welcome. As we begin now our second part, part two in our series on Bitochin. Last week was very much the Hakdoma, before the Hakdoma. As we'll see today, we're going to learn the Hakdoma, the Chavos Avo, the Shara Bitochin. But last week was just to explain really what our project was about and why it is that we're studying the Inyan of Bitochin now. It's the year of Shemitah, we're in the middle of Corona, and certainly Bitochin is very much the Chavos HaShoal. We explained also last week that while Bitochin is a Midah or an Avodah which is ever necessary, but of course, primarily when a person faces Nisyonos, when things are going well and when things are very easy, then indeed it's very easy to talk about Bitochin. But when one is facing an Nisyon, one is going through a difficulty, whether it's the Inyan Paranasa, or the Inyan Refuah, or the Ruchnius, or the Gashmius, whatever it may be, that's when we really are tested. And it's true, we daven every day that Shaloy Alidei Nisyon, we should not be tested, but the reality of life is that we are tested. The inevitable reality of life is that we face Nisyonos, and everybody has their peckle. Everybody has their peckle, which would they have to contend with. You know, they say the story in the Beis HaMedrash of the Satmar Rebbe in America. There was once an Oifrof, and as is traditional, they threw all the pekelach at the chosen, and there's a mad scramble, all the children all over the floor, diving in and out the chairs to try and gain as many pekelach. Because they can, and the Rebbe noted, so he sent the Gabba and he said, find out, why is this child crying? And it turned out the Gabba came back and he said to the Rebbe, this child is crying because he said he never got a peckle. It's not fair, he never got a peckle. The Rebbe, with a wry smile, says, no, better not hobben a peckle. Tell him when he grows older, he'll have his peckle. He'll have his peckle. Everybody has their peckle. And indeed, when that peckle arrives, that's really when we test it. Of paramount importance, and that's why we need to study it long before these masovim arrive. And as we said before, whilst he doesn't, we should not be test koyach and midah of bitochin in order to contend with the nisyonos. As I mentioned last week, our series Be'ezus Hashem, which will be a long series. If anybody's hoping for a short, quick fix it in bitochin, as far as I'm aware, no such thing exists. It's an avoda, it's a sugya that one needs to learn together and study, and one must not expect, by the way, do not be disappointed. Do not expect that overnight we'll have one or two vazim and then you get the badge, I am a fully qualified Baal Bitochin. It doesn't work like that. It's a study, there's ups and there's downs and it takes time and there's endless, infinite madrigas in Bitochin. And one is essentially trying one's whole life. To improve and become a bigger and a better Baal that one gets when one becomes a Baal Bitochin. So this is going to be a long process, but as we've said, I think, at the beginning of every series, the very zechus, the very fact that we are setting aside time on a weekly basis, should itself, as a Hashem brings down the Shmaya, that we should have chizuk in our bitochin. And let's not forget, we actually daven for this every single day of our life. You might not be aware, but we shouldn't be. Ala tzadikim v'ala chasidim, we talk about those. The same Sofer Toiv L'chol HaBoitchim B'Shimcha Be'emet. And then how do we finish off? The same Chsim Chalkeinu Imohem Lo'ilom. Let my Chelek be with theirs. In other words, let me also be a Baal Bitochin. I need Siyata D'Shmaya. So we're in fact davening every day of our lives that indeed we should be greater Baal Bitochin. And if we daven for it, then clearly we need Siyata D'Shmaya. So Be'ezus Hashem, with that in mind, let's now begin the Chodesh HaVavos. The Chodesh HaVavos is as Reb Chaim Briska referred to the Sefer, specifically Shaar HaBitochen, Reb Chaim Briska said, this is our Shulchan Aruch on Bitochen. Everything that you need to know, Halacha Lamaisa, about Bitochen, this is the textbook, as it were. It is well known that many Gedolei Yisrael, the Chassam Sefer, for example, used to begin every single shir on Gemara with a 10-minute introduction with the Cholos Halvavos. And the Chassam Sefer says about himself, on a day that I don't learn Cholos Halvavos, I feel a kalkite. I feel a coldness in my Avodas Hashem. So the Cholos Halvavos has certainly captured a very special place, as it were, in the library of Klal Yisrael, but specifically in the Shaar HaBitochen, there are many Sforim, and by the way, if anybody is interested, Art Scroll has recently put out, it's not a commentary to the entire Cholos Halvavos, it's just on the Shaar HaBitochen. My dear friend and me recommended, it's a tremendous paper, not only the translation, but as ever with their notes and their elucidation, a wonderful companion for anybody, and I highly recommend it. Those who want the Hebrew version, there are plenty of Sforim that have been written specifically on the Shaar HaBitochen. The Shir that with Ezra Hashem going to begin, based. It will not be text-based, although if anybody's got a Cholos Halvavos in front of them, I would recommend it, but it's not absolutely necessary. I do have a Cholos Halvavos in front of me, but if anybody else has the same, we're not going to actually read the words of the Cholos Halvavos, but this is certainly very much based on the Cholos Halvavos. The Cholos Halvavos explains why it is that he wrote the Shaar HaBitochen. And he says that I have just written the Shaar Avodas Elohim. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? So he says, the Cholos Halvavos, that I felt it necessary, therefore, to follow this up with the Shaar HaBitochen. Because the Shaar HaBitochen, the Inyan of Bitochen, says the Cholos Halvavos, is Sorei Mido, and two, that one needs to be a proper Eved Hashem. So I can hardly write a Shaar Avodas Elohim without following it up by explaining how indeed does one become an Eved Elohim. So the Cholos Halvavos has already told us a tremendous chiddush. The Shaar HaBitochen, the Inyan of Bitochen, is not just a nice middah or even any prerequisite, and in fact the most important prerequisite in becoming an Eved Elohim. That is a phenomenal statement. One cannot really be considered to be a true Eved Hashem if one doesn't have the level of bitochen that's expected of him. And that's why, as the Cholos Halvavos, the follower to Shaar Avodas Elohim must be Shaar HaBitochen. And he explains, this will therefore generate many toyaliyos. From the words toyelah, there are many, many gains, chiefly in one's avodas Hashem. Afterwards, he explains of the other milers, we'll discuss that in the future. But that brings about much toyelah in one's avodas Hashem. So as I said, the Cholos Halvavos Rabbeisai is written by a Rishon, Rabbeinu Bachai, not to be confused with Rabbeinu Bachai al Teira, there's at least a 200-year differential. Every word of the Sefer one has to learn and study and really try to internalize. The Inyan of Bitochen, the Cholos Halvavos is teaching us, is not just a useful tool to be able to deal with difficulties. Rather, it actually is necessary in becoming a greater Eved Hashem. Why it's necessary, and what's the connection between the two, why does one lead on to the other, of course we'll go on to explain. Says the Cholos Halvavos, and Rabbeisai, this is probably now the most important line that the Cholos Halvavos says in the entire Shaar HaBitochen, and we will be referring to this repeatedly. Because Rabbi Tai, here comes the $64 million question. What is the topic? What is the definition, translation of bitachin? Many translate it as belief or trust. None of that, says the Chiddush of others, is what bitachin is. Do you know what bitachin is? Here come the two crucial words that we were referring to, these words again and again and again. Says the Chiddush of others, menuchas hanefesh. Menuchas hanefesh. A Baal Bitochin is somebody who lives with menuchas hanefesh.
Could you repeat that, Rav?
Menuchas hanefesh. Menuchas hanefesh means calm, tranquil, serenity. A person who lives a serene existence, tranquil, then he is a Baal Bitochin. That is what Bitochin is. Bitochin is Menuchas HaNefesh. And this, therefore, will be our working definition with which we will accompany all of the Chodos HaVodos in Shara Bitochin. Menuchas HaNefesh. If somebody is not feeling well, and he suspects he might have a temperature, then he has to employ the usage of a thermometer. A thermometer is a tool with which you measure temperature. If somebody is flying an airplane and he wants to know what his height is, what his altitude, so he uses a machine, an altimeter, he has to work out how high he is, how far removed from the ground. What is the tool by which we measure one's degree of bitochin? What is the bitochin meter? How do I really know? When do I indeed get that badge saying I'm a Baal Bitochin? And the answer is, Menuchas HaNefesh is the measure of bitochin. If I feel I get upset, etc., etc., then one needs to know that ultimately that is a lack of bitachon. If I'm able to retain my composure, my tranquility, my serenity at all times, including at times of difficulty, then indeed I'm a Baal Bitachon. Now let's point out something absolutely crucial. Somebody who is Beteyach Bakodesh Baruch Hu and feels, experiences a life of Menuchas HaNefesh does not mean that it does not experience difficulty or pain. That's not what we're talking about. If somebody steps on your toe, that will hurt whether you're a Baal Bitochin or not. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing his frame of mind when his toe hurts because somebody's just trod on it, or any other Nisayan that he might face. If it hurts, that's natural. A person who is sick, a person who's lost his parnasa, a person who's been embarrassed, etc., etc. Does that hurt? It might well hurt. That's not what we're discussing. The Chodesh Avor Shara B'Tochen is not a guidebook to medicine or advice for job parnasa opportunities. Rather, when one is experiencing those difficulties, it might well inflict pain, physical or emotional, but is he able to retain his tranquility, his serenity? Specifically, says the Chodesh Avodos, like the tranquility of an Eved who is Boiteach on his master. Now what does that mean? Why is an Eved Boiteach on his master? And the answer is, an Eved may not have an obligation, as it were, to be Boiteach on his master. But if he thinks about it for a moment, he realizes there is no other address. An Eved has no Atzmius, has no independence. There is no self. Anything he earns belongs to the master. Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi. Masha kol ha'eved kol ha'rabo. He has nothing of himself. All of his welfare is dependent utterly, completely, and totally on his master. So, does the eved have a chiyuv to be boitech and his master? Perhaps not. But the situation that he finds himself in requires that. And here, therefore, we get to a very important point. Let's ask ourselves the question. Is bitachon a mitzvah? Is it one of the tariag mitzvahs? You have to shake lulav and blow shofar and eat matzah and put on tefillin. Do you have to have bitachon? Is it one of the tariag mitzvahs? No. Emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu might well be a mitzvah. What's the difference between emunah and bitachon? We will discuss that. Lain is not one of the tariag mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah to have a bitachon. There's the Chodesh Alvavos, however, what a rewarding life you will live if indeed you have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will lead a life of tranquility and serenity. And therefore, the Chodesh Alvavos in his introduction, which, by the way, is quite a lengthy introduction and will take us a number of weeks to learn, doesn't actually discuss the science of bitachon. He doesn't talk about what you have to do to be a baal bitachon, what it is you have to be boiteach, and he doesn't talk about that. Do you know what he talks about in his introduction? Why would you want to be a baal bitachon? The Chodesh Tavolos felt it critical to write an introduction to pique your interest. It's not a mitzvah, so why do I have to be a baal bitachon? You don't have to be a baal bitachon. But just think about how many psukim there are that describe the richly rewarded life of a person in the Beiteach. Baruch ha-gever asher yiftach b'Hashem, how blessed he is. Ashrei Odom Boiteach Boch, praiseworthy, blessed is he. We talk about the simcha of those who are Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chaim Mevurochim, the Chaim Meusharim. Not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. If somebody came to you with a proposition, I have a way of improving your quality of life. Do I have to do it? No. But why on earth would you not want to? Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem Ashrei Odom Boiteach Boch. You lead a different type of life. And one needs to know this. Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, if we learn the Chodesh Tavolos together, and by the way, I would highly recommend, if anybody is able, in between Mondays, to look in the Sefer and to learn it and to study it and review it and to live it, one needs to know one leads a different life. It is not just a useful tool in your back pocket. Your life becomes different. I'll tell you a little secret. This is amongst friends. I'm not sure where the recording is being sent to. But about 5.5 years ago, when I had the zechut to join our shul, Derech HaYitzchok, and Rav Kornfeld, in one of his many conversations and guidance to me, said to me, if I were you, want to become a good rav, learn Chodesh Tavolos Shara Bitochen, and learn it well. He said that was the advice that he received when he became a rav. And he said, make sure you learn it properly. And actually my chavus at the time, my dear friend, as I mentioned, Rav Doron Beckerman, we went through the whole Shara Bitochen once. It took us about a year. We did Chazora, we did it again, and really, I'd love to learn it another 100 times. Why did he feel of Kornfeld it was so important at that time? Because he knew there would be challenges. There will be ups and there will be downs, and you need to have this tremendous midah of bitachon to be able to retain your serenity, tranquility at all times. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a chiyuv? No, it's a chiyuv to put on tefillin in the morning. That's the chiyuv. But if you want to have a different type of life, one's outlook on life is different, one's mood is different, one's menuchas hanefesh is different, that is what bitachon is all about. In continuation, another chiddush. Every line is a chiddush here. The Chiddush Avodah says, somebody who is not Boiteach Bakadosh Baruch Hu, listen to these two words, Boiteach Bezulosoi, will necessarily be Boiteach in someone or something else. In other words, it's a bit of a misnomer. Am I a Baal Bitochen? Of course I am, everybody is. The question is, what am I Boiteach in? Every person is Boiteach in something, or someone, or some koyach. If I don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholom, I'm an atheist, but I'm Boiteach in something, I rely on my doctor, I rely on my pronosa, I rely on my friends, I have to be talking in someone or something, because otherwise how do I live? Hez the Chayos HaVodos, the Chidush Gadol. What happens if somebody says, I'm not a great Teach Bakadosh Baruch Hu? So, we can't say you get punished for it, because as you mentioned, there's a lot of chiyuv to be a HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisir hashkochosay me'olam. To an extent, he removes his hashkocha from him. U'maniach oisay, and he places him in the hands of the one that he is Boiteach in. You can manage without me, then manage without me. You don't need me, well then you don't need me. A phenomenal chiddush of a chiddush of others. Of course, let's not make a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha includes everything, but there are clearly levels of Hashkocha, as you well know, Hashkocha Protis and Hashkocha Klolis, and there's a different Hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a different Hashkocha for Tzadikim, and there's a different Hashkocha for Klal Yisrael as opposed to Goyim. One needs to know. If you choose to be Boiteach in other people, and by the way, as the Chiddush HaVodos would explain at great length, this is coming up, some people are Boiteach in themselves. But that's also a source of Bitoch. You want to rely on yourself, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then rely on yourself. You have an altogether different hashkocha. Which means, therefore, that a person who has bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, primarily lives a life of menuchas hanefesh. Number two, he is zeicha to an extra high level of Hashkocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to rely on others, rely on others. You can manage without me, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then indeed, manage without me. And this is where the Chiddush HaVodos brings the pasuk. Baruch HaGever Asher Yitzach Bashem. Blessed is the person who is Boiteach Bashem. Why? What is he zeicha to? V'hoyo Hashem mitzachoi, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his life. You don't want better, don't have it. As the pasuk there carries on, it's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Arur HaGever, cursed is the person. It doesn't say the Rosha, but cursed is the person Asher Yitzach Ba'odo. What would be a classic example of this? And I want to point out something which should apply every single vow that we learn together. The Chiddush HaVodos, our project learning Chiddush HaVodos, will only be as valuable as practical that we make it. If it's lofty concepts that have no relation to our day-to-day lives, and we can't apply it in any real way, then it's all theoretical. But it's not practical. Bitochen is the most practical. What would be an example of what the Chiddush HaVodos, Baruch Hu, that you have a reduced amount of Hashkocha? Do you know what the prime example of that in the Torah would be? Yosef HaTzadik in jail. Yosef HaTzadik relied on the Sar HaMashkin to get out of jail. Chazal tell us that there was a criticism. He was not being clear, but for the important question, why was that a lack of bitachon? Surely he has to do his mishtadlus. Close parenthesis, it's a question that we will address in the future. But it was considered to be a lack of bitachon. And what happened? He ended up having his stay in jail extended by 2 years. Was that an oinish? No. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to rely on the Sara Mashkin? Then rely on the Sara Mashkin. See where that gets you. And indeed what happens? There's the last pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, the Sara Mashkin forgot all about him. No. That's what happens if you betach in some other kriyah besides the Rebbe Shalim. You want your fate, as it were. You want your destiny to be dependent on the Sara Mashkin. But say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem with that. So indeed, it will be dependent on the Sara Mashkin. And if you forget, well then you're stuck. There is a pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem Tzilcha. Tzil is a shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us exactly as we interact with Baruch Hu becomes Miftachoy. You don't want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to rely on the Sara Mashkin? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No problem at all. You're running a very risky life. Lack of Hashkocha. And the Meila, we should add, a lack of Menuchas HaNefesh. I lost my whole tranquility. I'm wondering to myself, oh, they love to remember me. He's lost his Menuchas HaNefesh, the Rabbi Yashalayim. He's lost his close Hashkocha from the Rabbi Yashalayim. This is a tremendous Chidush, of the Chodos HaVavos. And he demonstrates it. And he says that our people, for example, who are Beiteach in their wealth, I'm okay. Nothing can happen to me, surely. And overnight, your money is the source of your bitachon. Your money can disappear. You want to hear a frightening line from the Mirror website? It was yesterday, of Rosen Tzvi Finkel. The Rosen Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, once went to solicit a large donation from a very wealthy individual. The Mir Yeshiva was in difficult financial state, and he went to a big gevir and he says, I need a colossal sum of money. And the gevir said to the Rosh Hashiva, no way, I can't. And the Rosh Hashiva explained to him, he said, my dear friend, you realize that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you this money is in all and I have my wealth invested in so many different places, it's not shyer for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take all my wealth away from me in a moment. I have money invested in this country and that country and this bank and this company. It's not shyer, he said to the Rosh Hashiva, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take all of my money away from me in an instant. Said the Rosh Hashiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take all your money away from you, he can take you away from your money. Tomorrow morning, you might not wake up. What do you mean, he says, Balgaiva, because Baruch Hu can't take all your money away from you in a moment, he can take you away from your money. You want to be Beiteach in your money, says the Chayot of others? Very, very shaky existence. It could disappear in a moment. We have all seen this. We all know of people who were very wealthy and overnight became very poor. Somebody was never beiteach in their wealth, then even if indeed they did become poor, but that wouldn't affect their tranquility. I'm not in the hands of my money. I'm in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm in safe hands. Boruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach Bashem. More than that, says the Chavos HaVavos, somebody could be fabulously wealthy and not have access to his money. He might not lose it, but he won't have access to his money. They say, I've never checked this up, that Baron Rothschild once got locked up in one of his big treasuries and he died there because nobody knew he was there. He had no food in his treasury and that's how he died, a very painful death. So the wealthiest man on the planet died of starvation. Are we still frozen?
No.
Carry on?
It's intermittent. It comes and goes.
You was frozen for a long time.
But I say, if you could open your door, Rob, sometimes the door closes up the reception to your router.
Okay, 1 second.
Especially if you're in the Mamad.
Okay, can you hear me?
Frozen.
Can you see? Okay, thumbs up. Okay. I remember when the National Lottery had been running for a while. Every week another millionaire. They did a book, a study, to track down all those who had won millions and millions of pounds in the National Lottery. And a phenomenally high percentage of them had either committed suicide or had slipped into total depression. This is what the Chavos HaVavos says, and it's actually quoting a pasuk.
Gross.